Welcome, everyone, to Doing Business with a Servant's Heart. And we all love children, but this guest is serving children in a unique, incredible way. I love what she's doing. I'm excited she's on the show. Tabitha, welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's talk kicks.
Let's get into kicks.
Love that name.
Thank you. All right, cool.
So tell me about kicks, how it got started, the whole background on that.
Sure. So in 2014, my niece got put on the wrong school bus twice as a five-year-old. The problem with that is that when she attempted to advocate for herself, they really shut her down. But I was on the phone with my mom and I heard that tone change. And I realized that we were definitely in trouble. And when I asked her, why do you have to go? She said she didn't get off the school bus. Now I got to figure out where she is. Right. And so that's something very heart stopping. So because my mom is the lovely person that she is, she's an awesome individual. She would not give me the contact information of the school. So I got angry. I got upset. And I kind of just said, well, I don't want to talk to you for a little while because I have to process what just happened, because all of the bad feelings and thoughts came into play as to what could have happened, not necessarily what happened. And then started looking at other stories where some of those students didn't come home. So instead of being angry and yelling at the school, I decided to create a platform that allowed each child to effectively communicate their way home. And the parents get a text message during the process. But the administrator learns right away that they are making a mistake by sending that child the wrong direction. And that was something that was missing in our situation. The five-year-old is trying to tell somebody who has multiple years, multiplier of five, you know, 30-year-old person, this is not my bus. That five-year-old voice did not translate. So that is why I really had to put together something that an adult would be more willing to listen to, that's accompanying the child being able to navigate their way home or effectively communicate to the dismissal team. So once all of that was done, we figured out that yellow bus didn't carry all the students. So we had like a super huge gap. You had like 50 to 75% of the students that were not accounted for. And then the Amber Alert started to grow. And then you started to see more co-parenting challenges that were actually plaguing the schools. So I went in and I was like, so I can cover the rest of the school district, the rest of the students. So I made it possible for the app itself to actually work with walkers and bikers, childcare bus riders and car riders and the yellow bus riders. So that meant we were able to take care of 100% of the school population for elementary school, and every parent was able to have a time and date stamp for the last known location of that child prior to them reaching their next destination.
There's mothers and fathers on here as our guests, our audience. What are you doing for them?
Oh, for them? Yes, we have a parent app. That parent app is a definite complement to the main app for the school. That parent app, so I don't know what it is, but we always remember we have to make phone calls when we're sitting on a toilet. So the opportunity to make a dismissal change on your phone at the time in which you remember is so much better. So it helps parents to be able to make dismissal changes and not have to make phone calls into the school. The app actually allows you to order replacement badges directly on the app. It actually gives you your notifications through text and notifications, and it also allows you to track your student being on the bus and traveling with the bus. So it gives you an opportunity to see how much time do you have in order to make it to the destination before they unload their bus. So for our app, we're not going to track a bus without your student on it. So your student is on the bus, you receive that message, and then you track the movement in order to receive the message that says they're ready to be disembarking the bus at their assigned stop.
So if they're on the wrong bus, the parent will know right away because they can see the journey.
Correct. But if they're on the wrong bus and they're allowed, I'll tell you that the parents receiving the text message at that moment, they're able to remove that child before that child even gets any further. So you're not tracking the bus. You're not tracking a bad placement and then following behind the bus. You're actually, our goal is to prevent them from ever making it off of the campus and then you having to figure out where they are. So no more 911, my kid didn't make it home. No more calling the school and the school not answering because their phone systems are off. No more of, oops, I placed them somewhere wrong, but I don't know where I placed them, because everyone will have all of the logistics for that child's dismissal.
You're helping everybody, the teachers, the administration, the parents, the kids.
Exactly. Because I want, when I first started this, my desired outcome was one software to help three groups that were all having the same identical problem, which they weren't able to communicate to one another, right? So when I originally created the software, it was meant for the child care centers and the transportation group and the elementary schools, right? And the ultimately the district. That's because when you send a child home, the school sends a child home, if they do not make it to their next destination, the gap, what does the gap look like? And I was trying to work to the gap so I can fill that one.
How often was it happening before your app that kids were on the wrong bus?
Oh, and to this day, it happens every single day. As many times as they'll tell you they don't, that it doesn't happen, it's untrue. It happens every day. I speak to principals and they'll say, that doesn't happen. And I said, let me ask you, what type of door policy do you have for your administration? Because is it that you did not witness it happen and somebody let you know it was happening? Or is it truly not happening? And the principal had to pause and she says, you know what? You're right. I think that they're just not telling me. And I said, that is correct. Because what I have witnessed, like physically with my own eyes, is seeing a dismissal team trying to shove a child in a car as a child is saying, this isn't my car, right? That's not my mom. And I can giggle about it because it's just one of those things where it's just like, what are you not listening to? This person is pushing back and you're pushing forward. So why is this tug of war that child doesn't get to know who their mom or dad is or who, what car they're supposed to be in? So when I started witnessing a lot of that, I started realizing that I only have two children. Mines are young adults, but when I was wrangling two children, at the end of a grocery trip, I was about ready to die. I was tired. Chasing kids. And lo and behold, when you add a second or a third one or third or fourth one on there, now I'm like counting heads all the time. Yeah. So if that's what I'm doing with only two children and two extras, what are they doing with 500 to 900 students that they have to rally and get to their right positions? And that's why.
And you're actually helping schools, because of all the stress of everything else that's happening, you take this off their plate and go, hey, just use an app. Everybody has it. That problem is, and there's many other problems we won't get into, but that problem goes away, correct?
Right. So if we can help with streamline their dismissal, we can take their dismissal from chaos to calm. It will actually solve a lot of problems. That will solve that one problem for them. Because when they make a mistake and they don't realize they're making a mistake, the parent fills the gap. The parent's able to call and say, hey, my kid's on the wrong bus. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for letting us know, right? Because that's a substitute, or that's a child just saying, nope, I don't want to go that direction today. I'd rather go over here. And so reducing that type of stress for the principal, reducing that stress for the parents it has definitely improved overall. And then every time they don't use the software, they have a mishap that happens and everybody's all up in arms. And it's not as if, because the software is only as good as the people who are choosing to use it. So yeah. Let's be really clear. This is not something that if you don't use it, it'll automatically still cover you. It doesn't. If you don't use it properly, you will still lose a child. But our software is set up so that you know immediately that you are making a mistake. And multiple teachers, multiple schools have said the same identical thing. I am very grateful for the fact that it helps me identify my problem at the moment I'm making the mistake, not an hour later, not 10 minutes later. At the immediate time that I'm making that mistake, it lets me know. And then I have the option to change the choice that I'm making.
Catastrophic events can happen if these kids go on the wrong bus in the wrong place, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I mean, the highest amount of money paid out to a family is close to $24 million for loss of life. So that's in California. You have a 19-year-old nonverbal autistic young man who lost his life because they left him on a school bus. And you're thinking 19 years old, that child had to at least be 200 pounds. He's 19 years old. So how are you able to leave that person on a bus sleeping and he's not here anymore? So the one incident for us is that the child got on the right bus, but the bus driver let him off at the wrong station, at the wrong stop. That's a 5-year-old walking on a parkway. So let's be really clear. When they call it a parkway, that is not a 15 or 20 mile per hour speed zone, right? That is parkway. You are looking at least 35 to 40 miles, and you have a 5-year-old walking nowhere near home. So these things happen all the time. And this is not to say that the teachers are bad, dismissal team don't follow instructions, they're doing a terrible job. It's none of those things. It's we're asking a lot of them. We're asking them to wrangle children at the end of the day. Some of these kids' medicine, ADD, ADHD, that meds have run out. How many times has anybody sat in an office with a child that missed the bus because he was just bouncing off of every wall? The one that I sat near, he was upside down in a chair. He was standing on the floor. He was bouncing around. He's zipping back and forth. So imagine if you have a school of 900 students. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you have 15 of them in your front office because for various reasons, they missed the bus, right? And we'll say you have 15 in your front office and 10 of them have ADHD. Now, what does that look like for the teaching staff at the end of the day, right? Mm-hmm. But what we have been able to do is we give back the principal their time. We help them reclaim an hour every single day. Because at the end of the day, guess who's not in the front office? No student is in the front office. Because everybody has been identified as knowing where they're supposed to be. So no more missed buses. So when you scan the child and you still got two children still remaining, that means they're in the building. So you're on your two-way radio or doing your call and saying, hey, I'm looking for Jay, Mary, and Sue. And oh, they're right here. I'll send them right over. Now your roster's complete and you can move on. So that's three less children that you will have in your front office.
And people don't realize, as you said, that principal said, well, we don't have a problem. That's the scary part where I really like you're doing. You're solving a problem people don't even know they have.
They're not willing to acknowledge that they have
Okay.
That's the difference.
More important. Yeah, that's more important. Yeah, because when we first met a couple of years ago, it was like, you know, I don't have kids, but I don't know. But kids are our lifeblood, and kids are the most emotional thing in the world. So, you know, saving lives is not a far-fetched thing to say with just a little app. How does it work, the app, with the parent? And can you walk us through that, how it kind of works so people know?
Sure. So each child will get a card. That card is normally attached to their backpack. That's the only thing we know for sure that they will bring back every single day because it has their work in it and everything like that. Each administrator will get a tablet, whether that's a bus driver or the school dismissal team, they will get tablets and enough to be able to manage their dismissal, regardless of the number of students that they're doing. We do go in and help them with a process that helps their efficiency to keep a really strong rhythm so that they can all get out in time. Each child will scan their card to the tablet. Their predetermined information will appear on the screen for review. That is normally their picture, their name, and anything associated with that dismissal. If they're in the correct location, they will hit a button that says accept, and then that student can move on to their next destination. That can be childcare, that can be walker, that can be car rider, that can be yellow bus. If they're in the incorrect location, however, this is where we're different. We actually, it gives an audible alarm, and it's very annoying because every time I go and touch some of the tablets, they turn it down. They turn the volume down because they're like, oh, I don't want to hear it. But it doesn't matter because I put a banner on there too. And it says, nope, red banner, stop. You are doing something wrong at this point. But we actually help them redirect that student to where they belong. So instead of you saying you don't belong here, it says you don't belong here. However, you do belong over there. This is what you should look for. And this is the stop you're going to get off at. So then that helps them to redirect that student. Each time the parent gets a text message and says, hey, Jeffrey is either on his way or oops, he attempted to load the wrong bus. Go home the wrong direction, right? But the next message they'll receive is one that says, hey, they did make it to their correct destination and that they're on their way. And so when that's all said and done, when it's on a bus, when it's for transportation, it's an on and an off. So they'll scan and get off the bus because, I mean, they're excited to go home. So they're just like, I'm ready. So they'll scan and get off. In the event they attempt to get off at the wrong stop, again, the software will tell them, no, that's not where they belong. So there's never an opportunity for them to get off of the bus without the adult saying, confirming that they agree to allowing them off. So then that becomes a point of accountability for the bus driver or dismissal team. So because the adult is now making the decision that the child has challenged, right?
So it's live communication, which is great for parents. They don't have to, you know, guy owns a big company and he's got room for the media. I mean, he's not going to want to do that. We'll do it. His kid's lost. So you're really helping these parents with stress, but not only that, the communication and be able to go about their day to know their kid's safe.
That is correct. And I agree with that 100%. I wanted to make sure that everybody in the community that's handling that student, handling that child, making sure that child makes it to 18, we all have to communicate with one another. This is raising a child isn't just about only one side of the coin, right? It's both sides of the coin. Yep. And so the other side of that is that in order for all of us to pour into this child, so that they can become a well-rounded adult, we all have to be able to communicate. No relationship has ever been successful without clear communication. And school and home would not be any different.
I've got a referral for them. We'll talk about that later. But the audience that's listening that has kids that are getting fired up like, oh my God, I know it's a problem. My God, I got to talk to Tabitha. Or, you know, I'm a parent. Who in the school would you like to talk to for that parent, because they're going to want to talk to them, go, hey, you need to talk to Tabitha. Is the principal, who would you like to connect with?
I would like to connect with two people, the assistant superintendent of the district and or the elementary school principal. Those are the two that have enough skin in the game to make a decision. Assistant superintendents can provide the opportunity for everyone. Elementary school principals, their stress level is extremely high because of the children are young. I mean, they got pre-Ks there, so they have a lot more stress, and I'm looking to help them. So those are the two people I've talked to. A short story. The one principal who gave me the chance to show so I could help her over this hump, she got Teacher of the Year. And then the following year, she got promoted.
Wow. Congratulations, Tabitha.
Yeah. So our product works. It really does work. And it's helping. It's helping to change the lives of many people because there are a lot of the people, a lot of teachers that would have been fired if it wasn't for the software in place because they were misplacing children because human error is just that. Human error. Right?
Happens. So... parents have access to the assistant supervisor of the district because I'm not a parent. So that's something they can all do. They hear this, they go, you know, call the Tony Smith, the assistant, hey, and they would connect them with you.
We all have a friend.
There we go. There we go.
That's right. We all have a friend, right?
Right.
So as a parent, you know your elementary school principal. But when you are in education, you know more than just the teachers, right? And so when you're in the thick of it, trying to work your way through these children with these children, you get to learn and meet a lot of different people. So assistant superintendents or superintendents are not far-fetched because we all have a friend. And right now I have about three superintendents. They're all retired, but I do know them. And so we all do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's great. Thank you. Cause that helps them. Cause I know people are going to listen to this. I wish I had a kid now. Seriously. I wish I had a kid. I'd go right to the school today. Because that's scary. I mean, what you're talking about is so scary. You mentioned something about, well, let's do this first. Let's do a shout out how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. So if you want to get a hold of me or send me an email, you can write to info@kyksfirst.com. And you can always remember the domain as keeping your kids safe first, because that is exactly why I created it that way.
I love the kicks. I just love them when I say it every time I smile. I'm going to do something crazy. Can I get a little crazy? Because I know you're crazy.
Yes.
So I'm going to do this because I'm loving what I've loved since you started doing this, and it's really evolved since I last talked to you, which I'm so happy for you. I want to tell the audience, the first two people that reach out to Tabitha, for whatever reason, I'm going to send you a free gift.
Woo-hoo.
I'll mail it to you. So Tabitha will reach out to me, whoever that is, the first two people, because I want you to reach out to her. Kids are so vital. We're talking about kids being kidnapped and the shootings and all this stuff. What you're doing is helping in a good way and a great way. So I want people to reach out. If you're not the first two, still reach out to her. If you've got a child at all, I'm begging you, reach out to her, because this may happen to your child and she can keep that from happening.
Yeah.
You mentioned we're running out of time, but you mentioned childcare. We have not talked about that before. Is that your next iteration for this? Or are you doing it now?
It's the same. It's the same software. We don't have to change anything. That's the thing.
Beautiful.
It was one string through three departments, period. So I'm all about efficiency. I'm all about what can we do to be good at, you know, how can we do the 80-20? 80%, 20% effort gives you 80% impact. I did the same thing with the software. So regardless of what section picks it up, they can all use the same software and it'll talk to one another.
So even like my church has a childcare.
Yes.
They could do the same thing instead of using the tags and, you know, the stuff that could fall off.
Correct.
Very okay, audience, please reach out to her. This is way cool. I wish I thought of it, but now I'm just going to support the hell as Tabitha to get this thing out there. I want to thank you for being on the show.
I've
learned so much.
No,
this is great. I've learned so much. Again, not having kids, it's not an impact to me, but I know a lot. My wife has kids. You know, they're older now, like yours, but she has friends all over that have young kids. You tell them one time the kid went on the wrong bus, it's going to freak them out, right?
Yeah, it's tough. It's really, really tough. And then two, I want to make sure that we're clear. This works for childcare, transportation, elementary school campuses, after school programs, extracurricular, field trips, all of it. Same price. Once you have it, you just use it, period. You don't have to worry about it. Do you know how many stories I'm hearing lately of children being left on field trips? An entire class of students were left at a field trip 2 weeks ago in Washington State, but one over there. My thing is that we don't have to have that, because you can use a kick system regardless of where you're transporting those children, and know that you can, that there's communication and that you know who not to leave anywhere. And then the other thing is that in the case of emergencies, our software is able to go ahead and share who should be there and who should not be there, right? What I'm saying is that if you think about it, when, heaven forbid, fire drill or even the school shooting, when you have to check children in safe, this is a way to do that. You can check, and all the parents will get a message that says your child is safe. And then the ones who don't get the message will be the ones that, those are the ones you'll be navigating, you know, this new terrain, right? So I wanted to make sure that that's very clear. This app is not meant strictly for arrival and dismissal of a student. It is meant for all of the transportation efforts that schools put forth and childcare.
I'm glad you put that out there, because it's not the bus. It's, you know, I'm a brother of the wife that has a child. I'm picking up the child. I'm uncle. I can use the same system, and then the parents can see that's way cool. I'm pretty fired up right now. I'm loving it because I love kids too, and anything we can do to keep them safe. You know, this subject I could talk about all day, but we ran out of time here, but I'm going to bring you back. Absolutely. Thank you for being on the show. God bless you for what you're doing. And audience, please reach out to her. There's not enough schools doing this. I want to see 1,000 schools using this. And I know she has already, but let's get 1,000 schools this year because of you guys using this product. I know she's going to price it right to make sure it's worthwhile, but it really doesn't matter. One child that gets killed or lost, that's a priceless. You can't put a price on that, right? Can you do me a huge favor?
Yes.
Can you leave my audience some advice? You've given them some great advice already, but what's one piece of advice to help them, especially parents?
Especially parents. Okay. So the one thing that I have learned over the years is that a lot of people say it all the time. You parent the child you have, not the child you want. That is extremely important because they're all here for a very specific reason. They were brought here to us, and they have an agenda, but they can't achieve their agenda if we're choking their dreams. They have to be able to stand on their own with our support. And the only way that they can go after their dreams is if you actually nurture who they are as individuals and not the one you want to have.